Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Last week, Paul taught on believing the promises. This week, Paul will be teaching heir to the promise. Let's join Paul now for heir to the promise.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Worden, and I would like to welcome you back to Living Truth Ministries. Our talks before, we were kind of relating the story about Abraham and how God kind of used and talked to Abraham to get up from his land, from his family, from his father's house, and to put his trust in God and to follow God, because God had a vision for Abraham that he wanted to give Abraham. And we talked about last time where he did leave, but he took Lot with him, and situations arose, and they finally got to where him and Lot did separate. And God once again talked to Abraham and started trying to help Abraham fulfill the vision. But now today we're going to talk about being heir to the promises. And you are about to discover a spiritual truth so tremendous that when you grasp it, your entire life will change. You are an heir. You may not have a rich relative or a financial endowment that has been passed down to you, but you are a spiritual heir of inheritance that is far, far greater. It is an inheritance so great that it encompasses every area of your life. It has the capacity to heal every painful experience you've ever had, supply every need you've ever had, and equip you for a victorious living and effective service in God's kingdom. The spiritual inheritance is called the Abrahamic Covenant. The Abraham Covenant will take you beyond a blessing into a realm that makes the impossible possible. As God had promised, Abraham was eventually blessed with a son, Isaac, through whom the nation of Israel was birthed. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed that was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. Read that in Hebrews 11:11-12. In the book of Revelation, the stars represent the church. Throughout Scripture, the land, the dust or sand, is representative of Israel. As believers, we do not replace Israel, but we are recipients of the same covenant blessing. Just as they did for Abraham, these promises and blessings will enable you to fulfill your divine destiny. Genesis 21-35 records the story of Isaac, Abraham's son. If you have not read that, I encourage you to read that. It's a good story, and it ties into what we're doing and how God blessed Abraham and blessed Isaac and on down through the generations. That's the same blessing that God has for us. As you read through it, you will see the tremendous blessings of God upon his life. The provisions of this covenant then passed on to Isaac's son Jacob. Despite a rough start, Jacob's life was eventually supernaturally changed, and with it came a new name, Israel. Jacob was mightily blessed of God through the provisions of the Abrahamic covenant. Then these promises were passed on to his children, and the nation of Israel was birthed. The tremendous blessing of Abraham extended even further than the nation of Israel. The Apostle Paul declared, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together." That's found in Romans 8:16-17. Romans 4:16 declares that Abraham was the father of us all. As Abraham's super spiritual seed and a joint heir with Christ, you are an heir to these covenant promises. The Apostle Paul declared, "If ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." That's in Galatians 3:29. These promises will make your destiny a reality just as they did for Abraham. All we have to do is accept what God has for us. He has promised, and God never breaks a promise. God never goes back on a promise. He is faithful and he is just. But he tells us if we would accept this and seek after him and do as he told, just like with Abraham, he will bless us with a vision beyond our wildest dreams. And he will be there to help you. He will be there to encourage you. If he can do what he did for Abraham, just think what he can do for us now. We have the Holy Spirit, so we have God's Spirit with us constantly to help us and to bring this dream a reality for each and every one of us. If we do God's will, he will bless you, and he will help you, and he will encourage you. Keep this in mind, and keep this vision going. Seek after the Lord, and pray that this vision will become a reality. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, how we enjoy this time we have together. And Father, I pray that these words that were spoken today will go out and touch each and every one that is listening to this. That, Father, that it will encourage their heart, that they will encourage their mind. That, Father, your word said your word will never go out and come back void. But that, Father, that you will touch and that you will help and that you will strengthen these words. And everyone that receives this word and listens to this word and heeds and acts upon your word will be blessed in a mighty way. Father, we thank you that you have involved us and have us committed into this Abrahamic covenant. And Father, I pray that you will bless us, that you will help us, that you will make this dream and vision that you have for each one of us a reality. That Father, that you will encourage us and that we see things grow and that we see things going our way with this. Because Father, we are heirs of and being blessed, children of God. Father, we thank you for everything that you have done. We thank you for touching this word and for touching this teaching and for touching everybody that is listening to this right now. We pray that your blessings will be on this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I hope you enjoyed learning with Heir to the Promise. Join us next week as Paul teaches on When There Is No Hope. All material is furnished by Harvest Time Institute and Living Truth Bible College. You can find material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that myltbc.org. If you enjoy these lessons, we would love to hear from you. Our email is divinedestiny@ltm4cry.com. Again, at divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. Our mailing address is LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.